السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أصحاب محمد وعلى آل بيت محمد وعلى المؤمنين الطاهرين الذين يتبعون دعوته إلى يوم القيامة. آمين. I bear witness that Allah, praise to him and his highness, is the creator of the universe. He is the God who loved us, who loved his creation. And he sent his messengers to preach love and compassion and tolerance to humanity, all the way from Adam to Noah, to Abraham, to Moses, to Jesus, to Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon all of them. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seed, the final of those messengers who preach to humanity his mercy and his love and his compassion. Today we received very sad news from New Zealand that two mosques were attacked and 49 Muslim worshippers were massacred and 48 were injured, 20 of them with serious injury. What's their fault? Nothing except really worshipping Allah, being in the house of Allah, the masjid, the mosque. We condemn this crime against humanity, like we condemn any attack on any place of worship, whether it is a mosque, a church, a synagogue, a temple, anywhere that humans worship their Lord. It should be sacred. It should be a place of love and compassion, and nobody should be threatened. And Muslims everywhere, including this community, are saddened that this has happened. And we are just in a situation in which police would be guarding the places of worship. But brothers and sisters in Islam, we should be calm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, is with you. Nobody can hurt you, inshallah, unless he wishes that. And he only wishes for his worshippers love and compassion and peace. And he said, praise to him, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتُلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. You should not consider those who are killed for the sake of Allah as dead. They are actually, this is the meaning of the verse, they are actually alive, living with their Lord in heavens, and they are given sustenance, meaning they are eating and drinking and breathing. They are alive. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on their souls, to comfort their families, and to heal those who are injured, and to keep the world safe, including our community and our mosque and our town. Ameen. When you think about this, it's not really the work of a deranged person. Think about it. Whenever there is mass shooting, particularly targeting a place of worship, like in this case of New Zealand, it's really a long process of indoctrination. It's hate preached, and we see it in the media, and some politicians utter that, and sadly some churches preach that, some church leaders preach hate against their brothers and sisters in faith because they are in different religion or different denomination. Whenever hate speech is delivered, whether it is to the media or by politicians or in places of worship, like some churches, this is indoctrination to the congregation. And somebody who is deranged for a reason or another may act on it. So when we hear in the news this happened in New Zealand today, it should be the product of hate speech in the church he attended, if he has ever attended a church, or in the media that he consumed or heard it from politicians or others. So it's really a process. To end it, it should be also a cultural process. We should go back to what messengers of Allah told us, from Jesus Christ, for example, who preached love. And he said, love thy neighbor, actually. It's a famous quote about Jesus Christ. Peace be to him. How can this happen if church leaders particularly would invite somebody or some speakers who preach hate? And nowadays it's like Islam and Muslims are fair game for the hate speech, and rarely we talk about it. So I take this opportunity to talk to the community at large, that think about what you say from your pulpit, from your church. It may affect somebody, God forbid. In fact, most of those Islamophobes, those who preach hate to scare people of Islam, they don't do it out of education. Usually they are ignorant about the religion of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, told us that his religion is Islam. whatever was preached by Adam, by Noah, by Abraham, by Moses, by Jesus, and by Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon all of them. We don't differentiate between one and another. All of them preached peace and love and compassion. So this is Islam, and Allah described all these messengers and their righteous followers as Muslims. So those haters, Islamophobes in fact, in this community, in this nation, or other nations anywhere in the world, they really are ignorant about Islam, because if they have studied Islam, really their hearts would be guided, and they would love it, and they would become Muslims, which really is a burden on us Muslims to educate other people in our communities. And we are blessed now with the internet. We educate the people at large around the world in that. It's a burden. So what is Islam that they are attacking ignorantly? Islam basically is submission your will to your creator. Admission that there is a creator who created the universe, and we are part of his creation. The least we can do is submitting our will to him. That's really basically Islam. Other meanings is peace. When you are a Muslim, you have peace of mind. You have peace inside, and it will be reflected to the world. If I want to summarize Islam for everybody, Muslims or non-Muslims, basically the teachings of Islam are telling us to be good to ourselves, to appreciate this great creation, how the body works, to be good to ourselves first. When you love yourself, you are able to give love to the world. First to your family, be good to your family. And absolutely you want your neighbors to be in good shape. Islam teaches us also to be good to neighbors, to community, to the nation and to the world, to this planet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted us to rule, make us khalifa, successor, deputy of God on earth. That's Islam. Be good to yourself, be good to your family, be good to the community, be good to this planet. How can this be hated? Islam teaches us that if anybody insults you, don't insult them back. Talk to them, persuade them. Use the best of words for that. And Jesus, Isa, Jesus Christ, peace be to him, who are supposed to be followed in this country and many countries around the world, he himself taught in Mark 12:31 and lived 19:18. Saying, love your neighbor as yourself. He didn't say, love your Christian neighbor only. He said, love your neighbor, whoever your neighbor is. If you do act of violence, like the one which happened sadly in New Zealand today, that's not love, that's hate. And that person is not following Jesus. Also, Jesus told his followers to seek for the truth. And he said in John 8:31 to 32, and the truth will set you free. Before you attack Islam, if you are a true Christian, you should seek for the truth about Islam. Read the holy book, the holy Quran. and see for yourself. You are commanded by Jesus Christ, peace be to him, to seek for the truth. It's a command. The least you can do is to read. What is Islam? What the messenger of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, what did he preach? Look at that. And in this way you will be truly follower of Jesus Christ. But that's not the ideal that we look for. We hope we will attain it sometime in the future, that people would be seeking for the truth and love their neighbor. But until this happens, we need to be careful. And we have the burden not to be provoked, really. Like I said before, if we are insulted or we are attacked, we should talk back with the best way, with the most wise way possible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing us, Muslims, to do that. In Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, min several ayat. Surah Al-Baqarah, this is chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 60. He says, Azza wa Jal, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Allah is commanding humanity. Do not commit abuse on earth, spreading corruption. That's the meaning of ta'athu, or ya'tha. Don't corrupt earth by spreading corruption. What should we do also as Muslims? If somebody comes to town to spread hate through a church pulpit, he is invited, what should we do? We should not be provoked. Number one, we should boycott it. No Muslim should attend a talk in which Allah, praise to him, is attacked, or his messenger, peace and blessing be upon him, or his book, the Holy Quran. If anybody is talking badly about Allah, his messengers, and his books, we should boycott that. We should not attend. Not only that, we should urge the community to boycott it. Non-Muslim communities, particularly members of that church which invites an Islamophobe, a hater, we urge them to boycott it and to object actually to that hate. Look at what happens. This is like indoctrination for hate, and somebody may act on it. In this, we are following what Allah has prescribed for us. He said in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 40, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا. The meaning of this great ayah, and it has already come down to you in the book, that when you hear the verses of Allah are denied and ridiculed, do not sit with them until they enter into another conversation. You would then be like them. Indeed, Allah will gather the hypocrites and the disbelievers in the hell altogether. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also and said in Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70, verse 42, فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوضُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمِ الَّذِي يُوعَدُونَ. The haters, the Islamophobes in this case, will face the judgment from Allah if they do not stop to that. But in any case, we are instructed to speak wisely. This is verse 15 from Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16. أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. This is what we should do. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instruction. Then us as individuals, Allah, praise to Him, is instructing us in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25 of the Holy Quran, verse 63. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The worshippers of the Beneficent, Allah, praise to Him, should be walking on earth calmly, inshallah protected by Him. And when they are insulted, when they are talked to in a hateful way by the ignorant ones, their answer should be peace to you. That's what Allah is telling us. And that's what we tell them in this community, in this nation, to New Zealand or Australia or anywhere. We Muslim wish you peace. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the right path. In the previous maybe 3 decades, there was a blessed movement among Muslim scholars to talk to the world, actually, more than talking to the Muslims. The vast majority of Muslims, by studying the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, their faith is deepened. They know it is the truth. And therefore, in the previous 3 decades or so, many Muslim scholars, may Allah reward them, wrote a lot about the scientific evidence in the Holy Quran. Verses about the creation of the world, the parallel universes. These are all scientifically proven in the last few decades. And evolution, creation and evolution. Some churches do not believe even in evolution. When you read creation and evolution in the Holy Quran, it's like what is taught in biology books. So many verses prove that the author of the Holy Quran is nobody else except the creator of the universe. No human on earth 1400 years ago could come up with these accurate scientific pieces of evidence about life, how it started, how it evolved, the universe, anything around us. I invite our brothers and sisters in other faiths, in other faiths, in other religions, to go to the internet and read about these scientific evidence that the Holy Quran is the word of God. This is something they use usually to attack Islam. How do I know that Quran is the message from God? Well, I'm telling you, We have thousands upon thousands of books and articles. Just go to the internet and read, and you will know that this is the final message of God to humanity. A message of love, a message of compassion, a message of tolerance, a message of goodness to the world. We ask Allah, praise to Him, to grant us patience and to enable us to educate people, including haters, about this great religion of Islam, about Allah, praise to Him, about His final messenger, and about His final message to humanity. Ameen. And ask Allah, He is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. We ask Allah, praise to Him, to descend His mercy on this planet. It's in need of His mercy. We ask Him, praise to Him, to rest the souls of those brothers and sisters who were massacred in New Zealand today, to rest their souls in peace in His paradise, because they are alive right now there. We ask Him to guide the haters and their offspring to the right path. Ameen. We ask, this is the path of worshiping Allah alone, without taking partners with Him. We ask Allah to guide our haters to the right path. And we ask Him to grant them love of themselves so they can love their neighbors, their communities, and their world. And in this, we are following the final messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, who said in his supplication, dua, when the people of Taif rejected him and harmed him, and the angel asked him, just command me, I punish them, I just destroy them with this mountain over them. He said, no. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring from their offspring people who would follow the right path to worship Allah alone without taking partners with Him. Ameen. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'u minhum wal amwat إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف، straighten the lines, complete them, it's a sunnah. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.